Welcome to disc number 2 of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. Copyright 2007, published by Thomas Nelson.
Law number 8, the law of intuition. Leaders evaluate everything with a leadership bias. Because I'm a communicator and do a lot of public speaking, people occasionally want to hear from my wife, Margaret, and she gets invited to speak at an event. As the date approaches, Margaret works on her presentation and puts together her notes, but we inevitably end up having a conversation something like this. "John, how do you think I should start?" she asks. "It depends," I answer. "That's not much help." "Margaret, I'm not trying to be difficult. Every speaking situation is different." "Okay, but what would you do?" "Well, I'd go out and talk to many of the attendees before the event started to try to get a feel for who they are. You know, just check out the room. And I'd listen to what the host said and to the people who spoke before me to get an idea if I should play off something they said that happened earlier. I'd find a way to really connect with the audience." "That doesn't help me," she answers in frustration. To be honest, her questions frustrate me as much as my answers frustrate her. I have a hard time explaining what I would do because communication is intuitive for me. It's one of my greatest strengths. Now, I'm not picking on Margaret. She's more highly talented than I am in so many areas. To give you an idea, when I'm getting ready to speak at an event and I'm trying to pick out my clothes, I'm worthless. One of two things usually happens. I stand in the closet paralyzed and drooling, totally incapable of figuring out what goes together, or I pick something out, put it on, go into the bedroom, and Margaret says, "Oh, John, you're not going to wear that, are you?" "Of course not," I answer. "What do you think I should wear?" At that, Margaret strolls into the closet and looks around for about 2 seconds. "I haven't seen you in this jacket yet, so how about this?" she says as she starts grabbing things. "And if you wear this shirt, this tie, it will really pop." As she picks the slacks, I try to be helpful and pick out shoes. "No, you can't wear those shoes with this," she says. "Here, wear these with this belt." When I'm at the event, I hear compliments about how I'm dressed. So when I return home, I hang the whole outfit together in the closet because I know it goes together. Then the next time I get ready to leave for a speaking engagement, I put it on and walk confidently in the bedroom. Margaret says, "You can't wear that again," and off we go through the whole routine one more time. You see, people born with natural leadership ability are especially strong in the area of leadership intuition. Others have to work hard to develop and hone it. But either way, intuition comes from two things: the combination of natural ability, which comes in a person's areas of strength and learned skills. It is an informed intuition, and it causes leadership issues to jump out to a leader in a way that they don't with others. I regard leadership intuition as the ability of a leader to read what's going on. For that reason, I say that leaders are readers. Leaders are readers of their situation. In all kinds of circumstances, leaders pick up on details that might elude others. They tune in to leadership dynamics. Many leaders describe this as an ability to smell things in their organization. They can sense people's attitudes. They are able to detect the chemistry of a team. They can tell when things are humming and when they're winding down or getting ready to grind to a halt. They don't need to sift through stats, read reports, or examine a balance sheet. They know the situation before they have all the facts. That is a result of their leadership intuition. Leaders are readers of trends. Most followers are focused on their current work. They think in terms of task at hand, projects, or specific goals. That is as it should be. Most managers are concerned with efficiency and effectiveness. They often possess a broader view than employees, thinking in terms of weeks, months, or even years. But leaders take an even broader view. They look years, even decades ahead. Their intuition tells them that something is happening, that conditions are changing, and that trouble or opportunity is coming. Leaders must always be a few steps ahead of their best people, or they're not really leading. They can do that only if they are able to read trends. Leaders are readers of their resources. A good worker encounters a challenge and thinks, "What can I do to help?" A high achiever asks, "How can I solve this problem?" A peak performer wonders, "What must I do to reach the next level so that I can overcome this?" Leaders see a challenge, problem, or opportunity, and they think, "Who is the best person to take this on? What resources, raw materials, technology, information, and so forth do we possess that will help us? What will this take financially? How can I encourage my team to achieve success?" Leaders see everything with a leadership bias. Their focus is on mobilizing people and leveraging resources to achieve their goals rather than on using their own individual efforts. Leaders who want to succeed maximize every asset and resource that they have for the benefit of their organization. For that reason, they are continually aware of what they have at their disposal. Leaders are readers of people. President Lyndon Johnson once said that when you walk into a room, you don't belong in politics if you can't tell who's for you and who's against you. Reading people is perhaps the most important intuitive skill leaders can possess. After all, if what you are doing doesn't involve people, it's not leadership. And if you aren't persuading people to follow, then you're not leading. Leaders are readers of themselves. Finally, good leaders develop the ability to read themselves. Leaders must know not only their own strengths and blind spots, skills and weaknesses, but also their current state of mind. Why? Because leaders can hinder progress just as easily as they can help create it. In fact, it's easier to damage an organization than it is to build one. We've all seen excellent organizations that took generations to build begin falling apart in a matter of years. Whenever leaders face a problem, they automatically measure it and begin solving it using the law of intuition. They evaluate everything with a leadership bias. For example, leadership intuition came into play in the recent years at Apple Computer. Just about everybody knows the success story of Apple. The company was created in 1976 by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in a garage. Just 4 years later, the business went public, opening at $22 a share and selling 4.6 million shares. It made more than 40 employees and investors millionaires overnight. But Apple's story hasn't been all positive. Since those early years, Apple's success, stock value, and ability to capture customers have fluctuated wildly. Jobs left Apple in 1985, having been pushed out in a battle with CEO John Sculley, the former Pepsi president whom Jobs had recruited in 1983. Sculley was followed by Michael Spindler in 1993 and then Gilbert Amelio in 1996. None of them was able to reestablish Apple's previous success. In its glory days, Apple had sold 14.6% of all personal computers in the United States. By 1997, sales were down to 3.5%. That was when Apple again looked to the leadership of its original founder, Steve Jobs, for help. The failing company believed he could save it. Jobs intuitively reviewed the situation and immediately he took action. He knew that improvement was impossible without a change in leadership, so he quickly dismissed all but two of the previous board members and installed new ones. He made changes in the executive leadership, and he fired the company's ad agency and held a competition for the account among three firms. He also refocused the company. Jobs wanted to get back to the basics of what Apple had always done best, use its individuality to create products that made a difference. At the time, Jobs said, "We've reviewed the roadmaps of new products and axed more than 70% of the projects, keeping the 30% that were gems. Plus, we're adding new ones that are a whole new paradigm of looking at computers." None of those actions was especially surprising, but Jobs also did something that really showed the law of intuition in action. He read Apple's situation and made a leadership decision that went absolutely against the grain of Apple's previous thinking. It was an incredible intuitive leadership leap. Jobs created a strategic alliance with the man whom Apple employees considered to be their arch enemy. Bill Gates. Jobs explained, "I called Bill and said Microsoft and Apple should work more closely together, but we have this issue to resolve, this intellectual property dispute. Let's resolve it." They negotiated a deal quickly, which settled Apple's lawsuit against Microsoft. Gates promised to pay off Apple and invest $150 million in non-voting stock. That cleared the way for future partnership and brought much-needed capital to the company. It was something only an intuitive leader would have done. Apple's stock value immediately went up 33%, and in time, Apple regained some of the prestige it had lost over the years. In 2001, Jobs made another leadership move based on his intuition. While other computer manufacturers were pursuing PDAs, he was looking at music. And when an independent contractor and hardware expert named Tony Fadell approached Apple with an idea for an MP3 player and a music sales company, Apple embraced it, even though several other companies had rejected it. Fadell was hired on, and they began working on what would eventually be known as the iPod. Jobs' involvement with the iPod is an indication of his leadership intuition. Ben Knowles, who was on the inside of the project, said, "The interesting thing about the iPod is that since it started, it had 100% of Steve Jobs' time. Not many projects get that. He was heavily involved in every single aspect of the project. Why did Jobs do that? Because his intuition as a leader made him understand the impact that the device could make. It was consistent with his vision for creating a digital lifestyle." Jobs has been right on. Sales have been phenomenal and have exceeded the company's computer sales. Apple was making a profit while other technology companies suffered. By spring of 2002, Apple had shipped more than 10 million units. By the end of 2005, Apple possessed 75% of the world's market for digital music players. Jobs' story is a reminder that leadership really is more art than science. The principles of leadership are constant, but the application changes with every leader and every situation. That's why it requires intuition. Without it, leaders get blindsided, and that's one of the worst things that can happen to a leader. If you want to lead long, lead well, and stay ahead of others, you've got to obey the law of intuition.